John Harbaugh is busy filling out the New York Giants coaching staff today, hiring a new defensive coordinator and special teams coordinator. Denard Wilson is the pick at DC. Obviously, the Giants had interest in several different candidates for the job, including Denard Wilson. They also had interest in Anthony Weaver and Jim Leonard, but ultimately, it's Denard Wilson who they end up hiring today. Wilson is the former Tennessee Titans defensive coordinator. He's filled that position over there for the last two seasons, but he has some familiarity with Harbaugh. He worked under him on his staff as a DBs coach in 2023. Meanwhile, Chris Horton, the new special teams coordinator. This is a great hiring that I think we can all agree is an exciting one for the Giants. He has led the Ravens special teams unit for the last several years, and they have always routinely ranked top five in the NFL. So I'm Anthony Rovardo. This is Fireside Giants, and I'm here to break down the New York Giants' new defensive coordinator and special teams coordinator that John Harbaugh just hired today. Let's go ahead and dive right into it. Now, Denard Wilson, some of you guys might be asking, why Denard Wilson over some of these other candidates? Well, I think familiarity plays a part. Obviously, Jim Leonard, that's another guy that you guys probably really wanted. I saw a lot of support for him in the comment section. If you're watching the game that's on right now, Broncos versus Patriots, you're probably impressed with the defense that the Denver Broncos have. And obviously, Jim Leonard is the defensive passing game coordinator over there. Honestly, he was probably my number one guy for the job. That would have been my favorite candidate to be picked. But John Harbaugh going in a different direction here with Denard Wilson. Fun fact about Denard Wilson, Brian Daboll tried to hire him in the 2024 offseason before he hired Shane Bowen. Shane Bowen ended up getting the pick, and I honestly think that the job was offered to Denard Wilson, if my memory serves me correctly, but Wilson passed on it and went to Tennessee instead. In his first season with the Tennessee Titans, the Titans ranked number two in total defense and number two in passing yards allowed per game. So Denard Wilson's background is in the secondary. He developed defensive backs over in Baltimore in 2023, but prior to that, he was with the Philadelphia Eagles in 2022, and really has a long history of developing defensive backs throughout his NFL career and coaching career. Also, a fun fact about Denard Wilson, he actually started as a scout. He was a pro scout for the Chicago Bears, went into scouting after playing, then from scouting went into coaching, and now has really cut his teeth, served in a bunch of different roles throughout his career, but now he's considered one of the top defensive coordinators in the NFL coming over here to the New York Giants. What kind of scheme does he run? 3-4 defense, very similar to what we've seen in Baltimore. He does not blitz a lot, and he runs a lot of zone coverage. So this is going to be quite a tonal shift from the last defense that the Giants deployed under Shane Bowen. Bowen's defense relied heavily on man coverage. Not a lot of blitzing either, but a lot of man coverage in Shane Bowen's defense. In fact, he ran cover one man more than any other defense in the NFL. But the Giants are going to be shifting away from that, and you can probably expect still a lot of single high safety looks, but a lot of cover three, cover two, cover four, all of those zone coverages. That's what the Giants are primarily going to be sitting in for the most part here. I would expect them to run man coverage maybe 20% of the time as opposed to 45% of the time like they were under Shane Bowen. Bowen ran man coverage more than anybody. Now, then again, Denard Wilson has some flexibility to his scheme. Obviously, he coached in Baltimore in 2023, and they ran a lot of man coverage back then, but he took his own scheme over to Tennessee, ran a lot of zone coverage defense there. But really what I think that is, it's kind of flexibility and tailoring the scheme to the players and the personnel on the roster. So if the Giants feel that they have more man cover corners and man coverage guys on their roster, maybe he will run more man coverage, but I would expect there to be more zone coverage defense and not a lot of blitzing out of Denard Wilson. He does play with an aggressive defensive style, and he did get the most out of some guys on that defensive line over in Tennessee, guys like Arden Key, guys like Jeffrey Simmons. He's done a great job coaching those guys, but unfortunately, that Tennessee Titans defense is really just largely devoid of talent in the secondary, so that unit really took a step backwards in 2025. So let's go ahead over some stats here. In 2022, when he was a DB's coach for the Philadelphia Eagles, their pass defense ranked first in the NFL and eighth in total points allowed. In 2023, as the Ravens defensive backs coach, their defense ranked sixth in the NFL and sixth against the pass, first in points allowed. 2024 as the Titans' defensive coordinator. Second in total defense, second in pass defense, but 30th in points allowed. A lot of points put on the board against the Titans in 2024. Again, they don't have a lot of talent there. 2025 is the Titans' DC, 21st in total defense, 28th in pass defense, and 28th in points allowed. Like I said, a serious regression in 2025. If you want to go over some of the pros and cons of this hiring, I guess a red flag here would be the regression in 2025 as opposed to 2024. But I think he did a lot with that team that, again, just didn't have a lot of talent in Tennessee. There's a reason they picked first overall in the 2025 NFL draft, and they're once again picking top five, or top 10 rather, in 2026. That team just does not have a lot of talent. But even still, I thought that Denard Wilson did a really good job with that unit. So I think some other key metrics to take a look on here, fifth in yards per play in 2024, fifth in first downs allowed as well. Like I said, when he was a DB's coach, particularly with the Baltimore Ravens in 2023, he learned the Harbaugh system and philosophy, and he did a great job coaching John Harbaugh's unit. That secondary was great. That defense actually was the first in NFL history to lead the league in points allowed, sacks, and takeaways simultaneously. So pretty much everybody involved with that 2023 Ravens defense, great coaches, great staff there. And obviously John Harbaugh wants to replicate that in some fashion since they had so much success on the defensive side of the ball that season. Denard Wilson coming over with his expertise in the secondary to hopefully fix the flaws of some of these guys like Javon Holland, who did not live up to expectations last season, Paulson Adebo as well. And I know that Deontay Banks is probably not going to play a lot next season for the Giants. I think he's going to be phased out. Maybe if there is anybody who's going to turn his career around, I could see it being Harbaugh and Denard Wilson, with Denard Wilson having such a background in developing defensive backs talent. So I like that for him. And also, if you're looking ahead to the 2026 NFL draft saying, hey, who does this signal that the Giants are going to draft? Does this affect who they could draft in the upcoming April draft? Well, I would say Caleb Downs. When the Giants hired John Harbaugh, we all kind of looked to Caleb Downs, the Ohio State safety, and said, hey, he could be Harbaugh's Kyle Hamilton. Well, who coached Kyle Hamilton as well in 2023? With the Ravens, as the defensive backs coach, of course, Denard Wilson. So I think that the probability of the Giants taking the Kyle Hamilton of this draft and Caleb Downs with the fifth overall pick out of Ohio State is even more likely now because of the hiring of Denard Wilson. So I like this Denard Wilson hiring. Like I said, I kind of preferred Anthony Weaver. Anthony Weaver is the defensive coordinator for the Miami Dolphins. He has had elite run defenses year in and year out, and the Giants' run defense was an absolute tragedy to watch last year. They were so bad against the run. We all remember Jahmyr Gibbs rushing for nearly 300 yards against them when they were on the road in Detroit. So Anthony Weaver would have fixed that, but Weaver is still interviewing for head coaching jobs. The Giants want to get a move on here. The East-West Shrine Bowl is already going on. The Senior Bowl is right around the corner. And obviously, there's a lot of scouting and different things that need to be put into place. So the Giants wanted to get a jump on this. Denard Wilson gets the pick as John Harbaugh's defensive coordinator here. I like the pick. Like I said, I preferred Weaver. I preferred Jim Leonard. I think he's done a great job over there in Denver working under Vance Joseph. But Denard Wilson is the only one here, or not the only one, but if you're comparing him to Jim Leonard, Leonard hasn't called plays and ran a defense on his own at the NFL level yet. He was a defensive coordinator over at Wisconsin, so he has that experience. But Denard Wilson has been one of the best defensive coordinators in the NFL over the last two seasons. So he's relevant, he's up to date, and he's obviously got the pertinent experience over the last two campaigns running that Tennessee Titans defense. So I like this hiring. I don't think I'm jumping, doing backflips about it, but I'm pretty excited about it. And I think that it is a good pick for John Harbaugh's staff. And really, at the end of the day, John Harbaugh picks somebody for his staff. Well, I trust John Harbaugh. So even if I had a preference for Weaver or Leonard, Wilson is John Harbaugh's preference. I'm going to trust John Harbaugh's ability to scout and evaluate coaching talent and pick the right guys, because all throughout his career, particularly on the defensive side of the ball, he has done a tremendous job hiring defensive coordinators who eventually go on to become head coaches oftentimes. Jesse Minter being one of those guys from the Harbaugh tree, worked under John and Jim. Now he's the Baltimore Ravens head coach after being the DC over in Los Angeles. He originally cut his teeth with John Harbaugh on the Ravens staff. Obviously Mike McDonald, I'm sure we're all excited to watch that Seahawks-Rams game tonight. That is the former Baltimore Ravens defensive coordinator. essentially, point being, John Harbaugh, he's really good at evaluating defensive coaches and picking DCs for his staff. So the fact that he picked Denard Wilson, that's the biggest vote of confidence that you can give to Denard Wilson, is John Harbaugh giving him the opportunity to be his defensive coordinator. So I'm excited about this hire. Pretty much no matter who John Harbaugh hired, I was going to be excited about it, just knowing his track record and history of hiring great DCs. So Denard Wilson, he's honestly the guy that I wanted the Giants to hire a few off-seasons ago when they hired Shane Bowen instead, but now he's finally here with Big Blue. This is a great opportunity for him and a great opportunity for this Giants defensive secondary to get back on track. I want to see better play from Paulson Adebo, from Javon Holland. Giants invested a lot of money in those guys in free agency. Now they need to start living up to the expectations of those contracts, but hiring a defensive secondary specialist like Denard Wilson is a really good way to get those guys back on track. So there's kind of your roundabout summary on Denard Wilson. Like I said, the pros, the cons. I think that he's a really good defensive secondary coach, and he did a great job getting a lot out of that Titans defense. But obviously, they did regress in 2025, and their run defense has not been elite under Denard Wilson. And obviously, the Giants' run defense has been really bad. This seems like a hiring focused on fixing the secondary, when you could argue that fixing the defensive front and the run defense was maybe more important. So that would be the only con that I have. But once again, trusting in John Harbaugh. Now, let's talk about Chris Horton, the special teams coordinator, before we get out of here. He has been the Baltimore Ravens special teams coordinator for a while now, dating back to 2020. And pretty much every single year, they have ranked top five in special teams. They ranked top three in 2024 in net punting. They had a Pro Bowl returner in 2023 in Devin Duvernay. In 2022, when Justin Tucker was still their kicker, he kicked a career-high 37 field goals. In 2021, they ranked number one in punt return average. In 2020, they ranked number two in kickoff return average. So again, pretty much every single year over there, Chris Horton's unit was elite. The Giants actually requested to interview Chris Horton a couple weeks ago, or like a week ago or so, and the Baltimore Ravens denied that request. But now that they've hired Jesse Minter decided he's going to go in a new direction at special teams coordinator, and the Giants were then granted permission to interview and to hire Chris Horton. So he will be following John Harbaugh over here and maintaining his status as Harbaugh's right-hand man and special teams coordinator. I'm actually really excited about this hire. This is arguably the best special teams coordinator in all of football now joining the New York Giants staff. We all know that the Ravens consistently have the best special teams in football. That's just been a calling card of the John Harbaugh era, and now he's bringing that over to the New York Giants. We all know Harbaugh formerly is a special teams coordinator himself. He was a special teams coordinator with the Philadelphia Eagles 19 years ago before he was hired as the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens. But throughout the last 18 years while he was leading the Ravens, their special teams was elite pretty much every single year. And Chris Horton, over the last five or six seasons, has played an integral role at maintaining the status of the Ravens' elite special teams core. So, really like this hiring. This is direct one-to-one, taking an elite special teams guy and maintaining him in his role alongside John Harbaugh. This is a perfect fit. Again, a right-hand man here for Harbaugh that he's very familiar with. Very easy to translate that success from Baltimore over to New York. This is a great hiring for the New York Giants. Now, I would also say this, kind of how I looked at the defensive coordinator spot and said, okay, what could the Giants do in the NFL draft after this hiring? Let's look at special teams. What could they do in free agency? Keep an eye on Jordan Stout. He is the Baltimore Ravens punter. He was a first-team All-Pro this past season, and he is going to be a free agent this offseason. The Ravens don't have a ton of cap space, neither do the Giants, but the Giants have a lot of room to make, and they are going to go ahead and make that cap space. And I think that Jordan Stout is going to be one of their top potential targets in free agency to reunite him with John Harbaugh and, of course, Chris Horton here, the new special teams coordinator that the Giants are hiring. Stout is a great punter. Again, the best in the NFL. He was the first team All-Pro for the Baltimore Ravens, and I think that the Giants could end up making him a pretty handsomely paid punter in free agency this offseason to reunite him with Harbaugh and Horton. So I'm really excited about this. This means big things for the New York Giants special teams unit, which has been pretty inconsistent. I actually don't think it was a bad unit this past year under Mike Gabriel. I thought he did a pretty good job, but of course, when the Giants hired John Harbaugh, there was an understanding that, hey, even if Gabriel did a good job, special teams is John Harbaugh's thing. That's what he knows best. He's going to bring in his own guy, and that guy's going to build an elite special teams unit. Now, in 2025, I will say that the the Ravens special teams unit wasn't as good as it usually was. Their kickoff coverage took a hit in rankings this past season, and they did let up a few big kick returns. That was a bit unusual. That hasn't happened really ever under John Harbaugh and Chris Horton. So just something to note. Again, I'm trying to find the pros and the cons and be objective here, but I really don't have anything bad to say about this particular hiring. I think this is an immediate slam dunk. This is the best special teams coordinator in the NFL, in my opinion. Now coming over here with the New York Giants and teaming back up with John Harbaugh, that's a perfect marriage. This is a special teams unit, again, that lacked consistency, in my opinion. I think they were better in 2025, but really all the problems at kicker, we need to get rid of that stuff. Harbaugh and Horton are going to find a good kicker and establish him as the starter and make sure that we don't walk into a game day without a healthy kicker. We can forget all of that nonsense. I would assume Graham Gano is gone this season. If Sauls passes the Harbaugh test, then he'll be the kicker, or they might go out and invest in that position in free agency. In fact, I really do think they're going to invest in Jordan Stout as the punter if the Baltimore Ravens let him hit the open market, which of course they might not because he is so valuable to that team. But I do think that the Giants are going to reinvest back into their special teams unit. It's a very integral part of the game, of course. It's the third phase of the game. Everybody likes to forget about it. Focus on the OC, focus on the DC, but the STC is very important as well. And the Giants, I think, might have just hired the best special teams coordinator in all of football. So some exciting news here, guys. Denard Wilson, the next defensive coordinator of the New York Giants, formerly with the Tennessee Titans. He's going to run that 3-4 attack defense. Not a lot of blitzing, but definitely some multiple fronts, even a nod. 3-4-4-3, kind of mix it up there and simulate a lot of those four-man pass rushes, with the Giants, of course, now having a great pass rushing core that features Dexter Lawrence, Brian Burns, and Abdul Carter. I really like this hiring, and I do think that this is the hiring to fix the Giants' secondary woes and hopefully get the most out of guys like Javon Holland and Paulson Adebo, which is really important considering Cordell Flott is about to hit the open market in free agency. And then special teams coordinator Chris Horton, I love this hire. This is a slam dunk. Familiarity hirings all across the board here so far for John Harbaugh. But hey, he had one of the best coaching staffs in all of football in Baltimore. Might as well try and bring as much of that staff over here to New York as you can. It's going to be upgrades across the board, basically, for the New York Giants coaching staff by bringing in all of these Harbaugh guys, especially Chris Horton. I think this is a really tremendous hiring, and Giants fans should be really excited about the potential future of their special teams unit going into 2026 with John Harbaugh and Chris Horton running the third phase of the game. So guys, let me know what you think about these hires down below. I've got the mailbag episode to be recorded and posted on Monday. If you didn't see that, go over to the community page, drop your questions down below for my Monday mailbag. We're going to go ahead and answer all of your questions. Alex might join me on that. If not, I'll go through all of the questions that were dropped on that post and answer them. So do make sure to go drop some questions down below on the community page. But without further ado, guys, leave a like if you enjoyed, subscribe if you're new, ring the bell so you don't miss an episode, and comment your thoughts down below. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, leave us a 5-star review. Go ahead and follow us on all of our social media channels at Fireside Giants. I'll catch you all on the next one. Have a good one, and let's go New York Giants.